Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Marquette police say they've stopped searching for a missing college student last seen walking out onto the ice. 21-year-old Northern Michigan student Trenton Massey has been missing since early Sunday morning. More than a dozen agencies and countless volunteers have been searching since then. Massey's cell phone was found on a path where surveillance cameras captured him walking just before 3 a.m. Sunday morning. Authorities say Massey appeared disoriented and was having difficulty walking. Shortly after 3:30 a.m., police say Massey was seen walking out onto the ice before disappearing from the camera view. The NMU campus was closed Monday due to a winter storm. Authorities say they've searched on land, in the water, and from the air using specialized equipment like a helicopter, airboat, hovercraft, and sonar. Scuba divers have searched below the ice, and searchers have also used an underwater remote-operated vehicle as well as a drone and canines. They say volunteers are welcome to continue the search but caution them to stay off the ice. If you drive through downtown Green Bay across the Main Street Bridge, you'll need to add some extra time for a detour starting next week. City leaders say the Main Street Bridge will be closed for maintenance starting at 6 a.m. Monday morning through 5 p.m. on Wednesday, March 4th. Traffic will be detoured across the Walnut Street Bridge downtown. Green Bay Aldi shoppers could be affected by a nationwide recall of frozen meatballs. The products were sold at Aldi's stores with the name Bremer Family Size Italian-Style Meatballs. Food safety experts say a consumer complaint about finding metal fragments in the products prompted the recall. The 32-ounce package contains about 64 meatballs. If you have any of these products, you can take the package back to where you bought it or just throw it away. There are six Aldi stores in the Green Bay area. Crypto scams are becoming a growing problem, targeting some of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. But as Civic Media's Melissa Kay tells us, state lawmakers are fighting back.
New legislation in Wisconsin is taking aim at scams involving cryptocurrency kiosks.
It is a statewide issue.
That's Wood County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Quentin Ellis. He said the scammers use a variety of scripts.
They will call with any amount of different scenarios. One was actually people were calling saying they were me. Me from the Wood County Sheriff's Department needed you to put money in a cryptocurrency kiosk to avoid coming to jail.
Scammers use emotional manipulation to threaten their victims with arrest or jail if they don't respond immediately. They target vulnerable populations, often elderly individuals, and will pose as trusted authority figures.
It's definitely a statewide problem. It's just there hasn't been one telltale way to respond to it because of the lack of regulation of these machines.
Chief Deputy Ellis says several other states already have legislation in place to protect against this type of scam.
I'm very hopeful that this passing legislation will act as a major deterrent to these companies and keep them from allowing this type of thing to happen to our people in Wisconsin.
The bill has broad bipartisan support and would protect both consumers and operators.
Everybody except these major, major corporations that are based wherever else in the nation or in the world even, they're getting their money, and everybody else here in Wisconsin that's falling to these is becoming a victim.
I'm Melissa Kay.
Assembly Bill 968 passed the Assembly and will now go to the Senate. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows voters in Wisconsin are clearly undecided in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race and in both party primaries for the gubernatorial election. In a presentation on Wednesday, Charles Franklin, the director of the Marquette Law School poll since 2012, said with just 6 weeks remaining until the nonpartisan ballot in April, 66% of the polled voters don't know who they will support for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice between liberal Chris Taylor and conservative Maria Lazar.
There is a small difference. Lazar is at 12% support and Taylor at 17, so a 5-point Taylor advantage, and that big 66 out to the side.
The same can be said for the gubernatorial primaries coming up in August. In the Republican primary for governor, 35% of the voters support Tom Tiffany, 2% support his challenger, Andrew Mansk, and 63% are undecided. On the Democratic side, 65% of the voters polled haven't picked a candidate. Francesca Hong is the frontrunner with 11%, Mandela Barnes is close behind at 10%, and Sarah Rodriguez comes in third place with 6% of the vote. The remaining five Democratic candidates have 5% support or below.
So the point to take away from this has less to do with the individual vagaries of the race and has a lot to do with the fact that Wisconsin voters just haven't tuned in to any of this year's elections here in February.
The survey of 818 registered Wisconsin voters was conducted between February 11th and 19th. It has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed proposed legislation last week seeking to add protections for news coverage and free speech from bogus lawsuits. Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
The anti-SLAPP, or Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation bill, passed on a voice vote in the Assembly and now moves to the State Senate for consideration. Lawmakers say the goal of the bill is to prevent the use of costly and time-consuming litigation as a tool to limit free speech or retaliate against a news organization for their coverage. If passed into law, the anti-SLAPP bill would create a more efficient process for courts to quickly dismiss lawsuits it deems were filed to target protected speech or discourage civic participation. Such lawsuits typically do not have a legitimate legal basis, but are filed simply to punish an individual or organization by forcing them to engage in the expensive and lengthy legal process to defend themselves. The bill would also allow the prevailing parties to recover attorney fees and require a prompt hearing. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Unfortunately, school shootings happen across the country. In Madison, two people were killed at the Abundant Life Christian School in December of 2024. Now, one Northeast Wisconsin county is taking a more proactive approach in dealing with these tragic situations. Civic Media's Bob Nelson reports.
School leaders from across Fond du Lac County recently met to talk about the unthinkable. How best to pool resources for an active shooter or tragic scenario in a school setting. Ripon School Superintendent Ron Rivard says they'd like to train one or two people from each district to help with reunifying parents and kids during such an event.
In the midst of that, you want to be able to take care of your people and to have other professionals that are coming in that are trained to be able to help just manage all of the logistics of reunifying families and helping navigate that whole situation, I just think is a good idea.
There are nearly 60 schools across Fond du Lac County. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Wisconsin could lose a seat in Congress after the 2030 census. Population estimates show faster growth in other states, especially in the South, which could shift several House seats away from the Midwest. Experts say that while Wisconsin's representation may shrink, it would still be one of the most competitive swing states in national politics. Republicans now hold 6 of Wisconsin's 8 congressional seats. Legal challenges over the state's district map are pending before Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Is brine best? A recent UW-Madison research project suggests it may be. The research led by Traffic Operations and Safety Laboratory, or TOPS Lab, shows salt brine used between 40% and 72% less salt than traditional rock salt. Salt brine is a mixture of granular salt and water used to keep roads clear before or during winter weather. Field testing evaluated operational and safety performance on parallel roads in 2 Wisconsin counties. Salt brine was applied in one direction, and the traditional granular rock salt was applied in the opposite direction. Results showed nearly equal road performance between the salt brine and the rock salt highway sections. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us. We'll be right back.
The Packers preparing for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says the team spoke to a number of college defensive linemen.
We had about 11 interviews last night, and hearing these guys' stories, I mean, it's always really kind of an interesting look into the person, and I enjoy that part of it.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Cavaliers at five-serve form, 118-116. Cleveland, unable to score at the buzzer, Doc Rivers.
I think I told our team, like, we'll take the win. And I thought we played great except for a four-minute stretch. We had a 12-point lead, turned the ball over two times, and then ran a poor play, and then it's a one-point game. You know, we kind of messed with the game in that way, but we still won.
College hoops, the Badgers losing in Oregon, 85-71. Nick Boyd, just 11 points. Baseball, the Brewers, a 13-12 win over the Giants. Bryce Terang with two home runs, including a grand slam with five runs batted in. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with a little light snow this morning, and then I think we will see the clouds break with some sunshine by late this afternoon. Our high today, 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 26. Tomorrow, warmer, partly cloudy, 47, with much colder temps and a little light snow into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.